Nazism started another world war in 1939. Nazi armies occupied Poland through a sudden attack. Germany brought Poland to its knees in only 3 weeks. Poland's capital, Warsaw, was bombed mercilessly and many civilians died. The entire world was huddled in fear, waiting to see what the next target would be. The German General Staff was making plans for new attacks. Meanwhile, another totalitarian power took the first step towards war. The Soviet Union, ruled by Stalin's bloody dictatorship. Stalin and Hitler signed the Non-Aggression Pact in August 1939. They reached an agreement to share Poland, but this was not to satisfy Stalin. With a sudden attack, the Red Army invaded the Baltic states of Latvia, Estonia, and Lithuania. Then they moved towards the north and occupied Finland. This attack claimed over a 250,000 lives. With a new attack launched in April 1940, Hitler's troops occupied Denmark, Norway, Belgium, and the Netherlands. German armies entered France via Belgium in May 1940. Tens of thousands of civilians started fleeing their homes out of fear of Nazi violence. On June 13, German armies marched into the streets of Paris. Hitler posed for photographs in front of the Eiffel Tower. In the months to come, Germany went on to invade Bulgaria, Yugoslavia, and Greece. All of entire Europe was being crushed under Hitler's boots. Germany's largest plan for occupation was against one-time ally Russia. This plan, codenamed Operation Barbarossa, began with a sudden attack on June 22, 1941. The German army moved quickly. And within 12 weeks, they had invaded Kiev. 1 month later, they were at the outskirts of Moscow. The next 3 years witnessed the unfolding of a horrific war between Nazi Germany and the Soviet Union. This conflict, which became the bloodiest war in all of history, claimed the lives of over 30 million people. Both of the sides fighting in this war, Nazism and Communism, committed terrible crimes against humanity. The ideologies fighting in this war were trying to realize their own plans and expectations, although they had no moral or humanitarian cause. Towards their ends, they allowed the killings of millions of people. Supporting such cruelty, which recognizes no boundaries, is strictly forbidden in the Quran. Do not obey the orders of the profligate, those who corrupt the earth and do not put things right.